I'm Will Davis, and this is Tennessee Valley StoryCorps. Conversations from people who went to the StoryCorps recording booth when it came to Chattanooga's Miller Park in the spring of 2019. Today, friends and mothers of children with disabilities, Mandy Kelly and Catherine Jeter.
We met at an event held by Moms for Social Justice.
We did.
You were running for county commissioner, which you won, which is amazing.
Yes.
And then you shared about your son, Jack, who has disabilities. And I have a son with disabilities. And so I was just drawn to you. I was like, I need to be Catherine's friend. I'm glad our paths crossed.
Yes, me too.
So tell me about Jack. Who is he? What does he love?
He's such a friendly person. He's always helpful. He loves music, loves singing, loves helping. When I was running for Hamilton County Commission, he always told people he was my campaign manager. And to this day, he still says he's my campaign manager. And so that just sums up who he is. He's just a very giving spirit, a very helpful person.
Yeah, I love that. So much of what you said resonates with me with Joseph. Joseph is also very warm and loving. He never meets a stranger. My husband Dustin and I are deeply introverted, and Joseph is extremely extroverted.
So he helps you.
He does. He draws us out. He forces us to talk to people. And just so warm and loving. I always say he's magic. Because there's a quality to him that I just can't describe, that people are drawn to him.
That's how Jack is.
The same way, a helper. So for other people. And so I love that about him.
That's one of the blessings that we get to have, is to be mothers, right? And for many of us, but yet when you have that ability, whether you're adopting or whether you do it naturally, is you get the blessing, and the blessing comes with some challenges. But connect yourself with a system, a support system, whether that's one person or multiple of people. But to do that, and the reason I say that, because there are so many emotions you're gonna have, so many emotions, good, bad, and you're gonna just need somebody, not necessarily to give you advice, but just to let you just cry. I can't tell you how many times I just cried and cried and cried and cried.
Yeah, I love what you said about having people who will help you process your feelings without giving advice. Disability parents of children with disabilities, are sort of the MacGyver of parents. You can't tell me I can't do it. You can't tell me my kid can't do
That's
it, because we've fought for everything that we have. And there's no fight that we're unwilling to go to for the sake of our child. And so it really can be a really empowering thing to know I can get my child what they need. So that's huge.
You and I just met about a year ago, I think. And so, but look at how much we have in common and how much our two boys share. And that hopefully allows other people to know, no matter the walks of life that you go, is that there's somebody out there that you can connect with, and that, you know, that there is hope.
We journey together.
Mandy Kelly and Catherine Jeter. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps conversation can be found at our website, wutc.org, and you can subscribe to the Tennessee Valley StoryCorps podcast wherever you get your podcasts. The series is produced and edited by me, and brought to you, in part, by EPB Fiber Optics. I'm Will Davis.